you guys, this is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. I know you don't have to tell me you're having an awesome, a fabulous, a wonderful, wonderful day. And people say, why you say that all the time, Dr. Sunday? I say that because, you know, no matter what the perspective of what you're going through, if you think it's good or if you think it's bad or you think it's in the middle, right, you have to go through things. We have to go through things to obtain our purpose in life. You know, for our business to be successful, for our, I mean, let's be real, our relationships, our kids do, don't do what we want them to do all the time. But the thing is, we have to keep the big picture that we are in process or we have arrived in our purpose. You know, I always tell people, always be a forever learner. Always be willing to actually learn something new. Be able to learn something new and help them shine their light to the world. And what's the light? The light is their dreams, their goals, their passions, purpose, and, of course, their destiny in life. And that's what we do here at Good Deeds. We help you do that to share your message to the world. And I am your host, Dr. Renee Sunday. I am known as the platform builder. And what that is, well, we just said, I help you shine your light to the world. So if people don't know what their purpose is, we got to get that first, right? But we also help them build their platform, and if they platform, they think it's not doing or performing like they want, we help them to take that to the next level. So I'm privileged, and I'm very grateful that I'm actually in that piece and that season in my life, and I can help people with that. But let me tell you, the question of the day for Dr. Renee is right on time with what we're going to talk about, the awesome young lady we have today. The question is, Dr. Sunday, how do I keep up with social media? Because they said sometimes it seems like I post right on time what needs to be said. I mean, it's a lot of backstory, and really, really, truly, contact our guest because she acted. This is her. The thing is, remember, this is her expertise, social media marketing. But me personally, I use a lot of bells and whistles to do a lot of scheduled posts, I'll be honest, because I still do a lot of the things that I do. I still work as an anesthesiologist. I'm a publisher. I'm an author. I'm a speaker. I'm a minister. I do a lot of things. So a lot of times, a lot of my stuff is scheduled, but my engagement, I make sure I keep the engagement and let people know that I am there. I'm responding. Nobody's, I don't have a robot or software, if you will, that responds to the comments. So I really value that people take the time to like. I take the time, take the time to comment and share. I love that because they make my clout score look nice. Now, the thing about it is you have to have that engagement. The things about it is so much going on social media. So you need to be that light. You need to be that motivation. You need to actually be that piece to help people to take that board away from what they're going through. And you know my story. If you take the pain away, the board away, they won't mind paying for it because they want to get rid of that pain. So that was right on time that question came in. It always works out. But we don't want to delay because I'm ready with my pen and paper because, I already say I'm a forever learner. So I love to learn things. But we have an expert. I'm privileged and honored to have a celebrity in the house. We have Andrea Steinberg. She is a social media marketing consultant. And she's a coach. So the thing she's saying, she can help us to advance our business because marketing is a big thing. Facebook, oh, my God, and LinkedIn, it changes when we blink. So we actually have to have someone in our corner like Andrea to help us out. But we want to welcome Andrea to Good Deeds. Are you there?
Hi, Renee. Thank you for having me.
I just love it. I just love it. But let's not delay because this is a powerful topic, and we want to make sure people get your information because social media, we need help with that. I said that earlier. But tell us a little bit more about yourself and just the amazing things that's going on in your life.
Well, as you said, I'm a social media expert, but I've been in business for about 12 years. And, of course, when I started my business, there was no LinkedIn. There was no Facebook. It kind of, like a lot of my business, has changed over the years. And I got into social media initially for marketing and promoting my own business. And I as I was going out and networking and meeting other entrepreneurs, I was seeing that entrepreneurs were really struggling with their marketing. And marketing is what I loved. I'm a marketing consultant. I love doing marketing. And then when social media really started getting big, I started seeing that there were some really amazing business people. They had great products and services. They were smart. They were exciting. And they were just like struggling with their marketing, and social media scared the pants off them. And I love social media. And I thought, you know what, this is where my passion and purpose kind of merge together, because it gives me the opportunity to help these amazing business people get the word out by helping them get over their fear of social media and learn the strategies. And, you know, when I made that decision to switch from, you know, the traditional marketing to the online and social media, you know, I just haven't looked back, and it's just been exciting and fun. I meet so many interesting people, and it's really rewarding to be able to help businesses succeed by helping them with their marketing.
Wow. Now, I have to step back a minute and ask, because a lot of people ask this question. In regards to marketing, when we say marketing versus advertising, kind of help us with the basics, because a lot of times our foundation is not where it needs to be with that. So kind of help us with that, because we want to make sure we have the right definitions with our foundation to be able to move forward.
Well, I mean, certainly advertising is, you know, you're paying somebody to show your ad to their audience. And, you know, originally it was newspapers and then in radio and television. It has now moved to online. Marketing is often it's things that you're not paying for. I mean, you're paying for in your time or paying somebody to do it for you, but you're not paying to get your message out there. You're having to work a little harder to get it out there. And advertising, online advertising in particular, if you're doing Facebook ads or Instagram ads, and the free things that you're doing on social media really are working kind of hand in hand. And it's really about getting people to know, like, and trust you enough so that when they're ready to make a buying decision, your name is at top of their mind and they feel like, yes, you know what you're talking about. You know what you're doing. I trust if I pull out my credit card and pay you, you're going to give me the results I want. And that's what marketing and advertising as well is about, is just getting people to know you, getting people to like who you are as a business and as a person, and then trusting that you can provide. That's really what it's all about.
Wow. Well, let's take it, step further, because it's so many businesses out there, and we just commend that women, you know, it's increasing every day that ladies all have more business and business license from the statistics. But how do we, and this is a million-dollar question right here or even more, how do we stand out in this crowded market? I mean, how do we position ourselves, you know, as the quote-unquote expert, so the clients will? And I know that's a one-on-one thing that we have to contact you. You heard me, ladies and gentlemen, contact her and pay for her services. But what's a general sense of how we can just stand out and position ourselves for clients?
Well, I guess the first mistake that I see a lot of entrepreneurs make is they try to do everything at once. And, you know, I'm a marketing consultant and I'm on way too many social networks because I have to, so that I can learn the ins and outs to advise my clients. But for people who are running a business and marketing is just part of it, if you're just starting out, I always say to people, pick one or two to start and be really good at them. Get really consistent, rather than do a little bit on Facebook, a little bit on Twitter, a little bit on Pinterest, a little bit on Instagram, but you're never consistent. The next thing you have to do is you have to really figure out, like, who are you speaking to? A lot of entrepreneurs struggle with, who are my ideal clients? And, you know, I like to use the example of ice cream. If you look at, say, Häagen-Dazs and Dairy Queen, I mean, they're all selling frozen dessert products, but they're marketing to different markets. They have their ads look different. Their packaging is different. It's a whole different feel. And, you know, yes, I may buy Dairy Queen and I may buy Haagen-Dazs, but it's for different reasons. And so that's what you have to think about is, are you a Haagen-Dazs consultant? Are you a Dairy Queen consultant? Are you, you know, are you speaking to mature women? Are you speaking to millennials? Make sure that you know who your target audience is, find where they are, and then speak to them in a language that makes sense to them. You know, if you're talking to business professionals who maybe work for large corporations, you're probably not going to be cursing and swearing and you know, showing up in ripped jeans and a t-shirt. So you need to have, you know, what's your presence? How are you going to relate to people and who are you talking to? And just make sure it's consistent. I had a friend of mine who was a coach, and he worked with senior executives at large corporations. And on his Facebook, he had his profile picture was him at the beach. And I said to him, "Hey, dude, like, are you going to show up at a meeting with one of your clients in a bathing suit?" And he's like, "No, I show up in a suit." I said, "Then wear a suit on Facebook if that's you want to have that consistent message." So you know, just go and look at your social media. If you've been doing it for a while, look at it from the point of view of a stranger and say, "Okay, if somebody looks at my picture and they look at the things I've been posting, and then if they met me in person at a business function, would they be surprised, or would it be consistent?" Because it's the consistency helps build that level of trust. When things are all over the place, then people start getting this feeling, even if it's not conscious, that you're not really a specialist or you don't really know what you're talking about. But if you're consistent, mm-hmm. and you know you have a consistent brand, a consistent message, then you're starting that process of getting people to trust you.
Yeah, I totally. Ooh, kudos to that. You absolutely. That's right. But ladies and gentlemen, you notice what Andrea said. Concentrate on one social media. I can't even name, and I know you probably know more than me. There's so many out there. You can't even keep up with which one to function with or not. But let's kind of just briefly, because I know this could be a whole month session or even a year talking about Facebook and LinkedIn, because I know the things about it. You know, when LinkedIn first started, everybody said, you know, business people, and then, you know, Facebook, I mean, we put a lot on Facebook. You know that. The millennials don't understand. They put so much. But what should we as business owners, and you said it so wonderfully, if you go into an interview, you make sure you are the part. But what in general should we actually be consistently putting on, let's say, Facebook, LinkedIn, that to represent us and, of course, represent our brand?
Well, particularly if you're some kind of a consultant, you're an expert, you want to show that you have some expertise, that you have some knowledge. So if you have a blog on your website and you write informative articles, share them on your social media. But don't just share your own content, because you want to be seen as, you know, I know a lot and I'm well read and I know what's going on in my industry. So if there are articles that are being published by other people, by magazines or other consultants that your audience is going to find valuable, share those. Another thing that's been really hot right now and is really grabbing people and getting good results for businesses is live video, particularly Facebook Live is where, and I know this is scary for a lot of people. I mean, it terrified me when I first had to go on camera and talk to people and go, "Oh my goodness, people are going to look at me." But going on and doing some live video and sharing some expertise, sharing some tips, sharing some advice is incredibly powerful, because people get a chance to virtually look you in the eye. They get a taste for your personality. They can hear your voice, and it really helps them develop this sense like they know you even before they've spoken to you. And if you're showing off your expertise, studies are showing that people will spend more time listening or watching a video if it's good quality content than they will reading a blog post. So if you have, you know, and everybody's got a cell phone nowadays, or you've got a webcam on your laptop, it's really easy to do. You just have to kind of screw up your courage and get out there and give it a go.
Yeah, those videos, with me being in media, people ask me, and you actually getting on me, Andrea, people ask me why I don't do as many as I do. But what I try to do, and I'm being transparent right now, I try to keep my brand consistent, as Andrea has told us to do. So if it's not right, meaning from the lighting, if it's a bad hair day or something's going on, I try to make sure I represent my brand. But I'm actually getting more consistent with that, because people really enjoy, like you just said, they like seeing you, and they actually want you to say the information, because Facebook do have an audio version. But just think, people like seeing people, because, of course, they want to see if you you know, if you're credible with the information, but they also want to see your body language and they want to really connect with you.
Yeah, and there's nothing like video to do that. Audio works as well. Like, you know, your radio show here, it's a great opportunity for people to hear your voice. But when you throw video in with it as well as the audio, it's just a powerhouse. You know, but I know it's really scary. That's the number one concern I have when I talk to business owners. It's like, oh, I couldn't possibly go on camera. I don't look good. I don't. And you know what? It's like most people are not going to be nearly as critical of you as you will be. And so it's, you know,
that's
give
right.
it a go.
Wow. Now, let me ask you this, because I always wanted, this is like one of my little funnies I was interested in asking you is, you know, with social media changing so, I mean, I know it's hard for us to keep up, but that is your expertise. I mean, does it sometimes become just almost to the frustration level, because when you wake up, Facebook is different than it was?
Yeah, it can be overwhelming for me, and I'm you know, in it all day, every day. So I really get where my clients are coming from, because this is not their primary job. But it's, you know, like a lot of entrepreneurs, I would hate if every single day was exactly the same. So it kind of, it's fun for me to always have to like stay on top and learn. So I'm I enjoy it, but I get why people are so frustrated with it.
Well, I have to ask the powerhouse question, because the thing, Facebook is really somewhat coming in, I'm going to say somewhat, you can correct me if that's the wrong word, coming in our corner as business owners, because they changing, you know, your business page can do this, you can actually, you know, have your whole store, and of course the ads. What's your take on the ads? Because I think that actually have really helped our small, you know, mom and pop business, if you will, because we can actually, of course, we don't have the same budget as, for example, we'll say Starbucks, but at least we can actually come to the table somewhat with the ads.
Oh, yeah. Facebook ads are brilliant for small businesses, particularly if you have a local business. So, you know, you've got people in a small geographic area, because you can target your ads so closely. So you can say, I only want women who are between the ages of 50 and 60 who like Oprah and live within 10 miles of my place of business. And you can have ads that just target those people. And, you know, so when you're running an ad in the newspaper, anybody could see it, and you pay the same price whether your ideal client see it or not. On Facebook, you can say, I only want to target this group of people, and I'll only pay when somebody from that target group clicks on my ad, or, you know, goes to my website or goes to my Facebook page or does something. And the other nice thing about it is you can absolutely control the budget. So if you don't have a lot of money, I always tell clients, if they're just starting out with Facebook, run an ad for $2 and just see how it works. Because it does take some, you know, trial and error, and so there is a learning curve to getting the targeting right and getting an ad that actually gets engagement. But, you know, you can start with as little as $2 and start seeing some results. And once you start seeing results, you just start you know, adding to your budget as you, as your success grows. So Facebook ads are absolutely brilliant for small business.
Well, I want to jump just real quick to LinkedIn. I want to commend you, you know, here publicly and, you know, for our international audience. When I was doing my research for the show today, ladies and gentlemen, you, she's going to give you her contact information. But the, you have, I always wanted to know, how can I download these contacts on LinkedIn? And I'm like, lo and behold, she has it right there for you. So so I commend you how thorough you are. I mean, because that's one thing that, I mean, everybody has asked, and that, and we really need to get that out because people, like they used to say, they're leaving money on the table, really.
Yeah, and being able to download your contacts from LinkedIn means you can do other things with it, whether it's, you know, some people have contact management software that they use for tracking leads, or, you know, I'm a little bit old school. What I do sometimes is I just print out a spreadsheet of my contacts so that I can sort of visually keep track of who I've connected with recently, whether I've emailed them or sent them a LinkedIn message or we've spoken on the phone. And it's really nice to have that, because once you've got it off LinkedIn, you own those contacts. While they're on LinkedIn, LinkedIn kind of owns that. So it's always a good idea. Get your, you know, keep control of your contacts and who, you know, their contact information, their names, and how to get in touch with them. It's really valuable.
Wow. Now tell us the different, you know, of course, I know some things you customize to different clients, but tell us what type of programs and different ways that we can connect with you that we can actually, like I said in the beginning of the show, take this board away of the fear and the frustration that we have with social media and pretty much really online marketing in general.
Well, I do. First of all, I have a free report that people can download from my website, and it's 4 ways to quickly get more clients from social media. And you can get it on my website at thebabyboomerentrepreneur.com/free-report. So that's one quick way that people can, you know, start, you know, get going right away without any cost. I do. Do probably 3 or 4 times a year, I do online classes. So it's a nice low cost way for small businesses that don't have a big budget for training and coaching. I've got one coming up in September just about Facebook advertising, how to get clients using Facebook advertising. So if somebody's been nervous about spending money, that could be something that comes up. I also do some one-on-one consulting with clients who, you know, maybe they need more help with designing an overall marketing strategy that uses social media and incorporates it with their other marketing they do. So it's kind of a wide range of stuff depending on what your needs are and where you are right now with your marketing.
Wow. She's so generous. She's giving us information and for free. Isn't that wonderful? Now, let me ask you, do you ever think that at one time, let's say the big guns, you know, like the Facebook, Instagram, which we already see that with Instagram, that you could do the ads from Facebook, but do you kind of envision maybe a connection with LinkedIn, with any of these other kind of big boys in social media marketing?
I don't know if that's terribly likely, because I think Microsoft just recently purchased LinkedIn, and then LinkedIn owns SlideShare, and so I really think it's sort of there's kind of dividing up. There's LinkedIn, and then there's Facebook. You know, certainly Facebook now owns Instagram, so they're kind of merging there. Mm-hmm. Facebook tried to buy Snapchat, I believe it was, about a year ago, and that didn't go through, which is kind of why Facebook started with the live video, trying to compete directly with Snapchat. So, I mean, anything's possible, but I really think sort of right now, sort of LinkedIn and Facebook are the sort of major players, but things change so rapidly. You never know, you know, like a year from now, we could be talking about a whole new social network that's lighting up the web that none of us have even thought of yet.
Right, because what's the one I can't think of that, what are you, oh Lord, what was the one back in the day, MySpace.
MySpace.
Oh, we had a name with MySpace. So it's totally different now.
Yeah, and MySpace is still around, but it's really being primarily used by musicians to promote themselves rather than sort of, you know, a catch-all like Facebook is. It was sort of the Facebook in its day, but now it's kind of a little niche, whereas Facebook is kind of capturing just about everybody.
Wow. I think so, because now with the, especially, well, not now, but with the private groups and all those things, and when we sell our programs and stuff, that's a great way that everybody can be in one place instead of, you know, trying to do it in another way. But but let me ask you this, because a lot of people, and I know this is a long conversation that is maybe not a good setting for this, but, you know, I think the frustration with so many people is a lot of times everybody that's, quote-unquote, like your page versus, you know, your personal page, your friends, they don't see your post. I mean, will that get any better, or you think that may get worse than it is?
Well, part of, you know, so many people, you know, the average person has 120 friends on Facebook and they've liked something like 100 pages. So it wouldn't be possible for Facebook to show you all the people and all the businesses that you've connected with. But if, as a business owner, one of the things that gets you seen by more people is if you make posts that are interesting so that people like them, they comment on them, they share them, they get seen by more of your audience. And if they get shared, then they'll get seen by people who haven't even liked your page yet. So really, you got to focus on creating valuable, interesting content that your audience is going to love. And if you can do that, you will get more and more people seeing it without having to pay for ads. And a little tip that a lot of people don't know is oftentimes if you have a post that is already getting some interaction, some engagement, and if you advertise it, like promote it for $2 or $5, that one will get a lot more views. But I often find for the next week, everything I post will get more engagement and more views just because more people have recently seen things on my page. So with a little strategic spending of money and some really good content creation that's really focused towards your audience, you can really still get good reach and good value out of your marketing on Facebook.
Wow. I just love it. She's just a wealth of knowledge. Oh, man. But, you know, time goes by so quick here, Andrea. Please give us anything that we may have missed. I know we could talk probably 2 or 3 years about social media. But tell us anything that we that we need, and then please tell us how we can contact you and how we can actually support you on the social media.
Well, I am on LinkedIn, as you mentioned, Andrea Stenberg on LinkedIn. And if anybody who's listening to this show sends me a message on LinkedIn and says, "I heard you on Renee Sunday's show, I would like to connect with you," I promise to accept their invitation to connect. Or you can find me on Facebook at facebook.com/thebabyboomerentrepreneur. And those are kind of where I'm busiest.
See, I love it. Even the expert, ladies and gentlemen, she picks what social media. She's not all over the place. It's a strategic plan. Oh, wow. We thank you so much for taking time out to be with us in Good Deeds, and we really could tell the passion in your voice that you're actually in your purpose. So we just thank you so much for all that you do for all of us.
Well, thanks for having me. I've really enjoyed being on your show and having a chance to talk about one of my favorite things.
Well, more and more in common. We'll be contacting you because I need to know more and more. So thank you so much.
Thanks, Renee.
Ooh, ladies and gentlemen, you know, that's one of my things. I love social media. I love helping people. And social media is very important with our business and just motivating people that they can actually move forward in their destiny and their purpose in life. Ooh, but if you want to contact us, you know, if you want any information about advertising, well, we just got to talk to advertiser sponsorship, publishing company, if you want to be a guest on our radio or TV show, my nonprofit information. The thing is, if you have a need and if we offer the services, contact us. But also, if we don't offer, please contact me because we probably have come across somewhere or we could help you research that you can get what you need. But always remember, you do have a calling. You do have a reason. One, you're born. You have a reason you're here right now. You got to do the three things. You got to believe, you got to trust, and you got to walk it out. You have to don't stop. You got to get it. This is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. See you next time. Bye-bye.